Spirit of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Unbearable. God will bring you through if you do those three tools. Word, pray, and you sure gonna suffer. I heard a lady say, tell me one time, oh, we ain't gotta suffer. Keep on living, baby. Keep on. And them same words gonna come back and bite you. Because you gonna suffer, but it depends on who you suffering for. You can suffer for your own stuff. But when it come down to suffering for Christ, that mean none more of me, but all of you, God. So whatever it is that you need me to suffer for, here am I. But then when you're suffering for your own thing, ain't nothing coming up out of that but you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And the third thing of salvation is the work God does through us in our service. God had to begin the work in us before he could do it through us. Hallelujah. We try to get God to do some work and we ain't got right in the inside. I'm teaching this morning. I'm not shouting because we do too much shouting. Everywhere we go, everybody's shouting. Get some word in you so you know how to shout, how to live right, how to talk, how to love one another. Stop going through the motion. That's all I see now is motions. I want to see some fruit that's following behind it. God want to see it. Anybody could shout. What you shouting for, Sister Tina? What did I just say? Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. God will continue that work in us through his Spirit. I thank God for the Holy Spirit because I'm led by the Spirit. When we're not led by the Spirit, we're going to do what we want to do. And so the results of being led by your own flesh, you're going to get what you get. That which is not of the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That same Holy Spirit who empowered Christ while Christ was here on earth. It's that same Spirit we can have. Amen? But also we need to recognize there's two other spirits working too. We got the flesh and we got the devil. Amen? But if you keep your eyes on God, God will let you. That's why he says submit to my Spirit. Obey my Spirit. And learn of me. And I lead, guide, and direct you in every route that you need to go through. Hallelujah. Because of his death, resurrection, and his ascension, yeah, we got it. But if we just come, just to say we come, and not put it into effect, we're not going to go nowhere. We're not going to understand what is going on in today. Amen? So if you want the power of the Holy Spirit to work in your life, remember the three tools, the word of God, prayer, and suffering. Amen. We need the word every day. We need to pray every day. If you don't pray every day more than once a day, something wrong. And I'm not talking about getting down on your knees. I'm just talking about, Lord, help. Amen. And suffering, you're going to suffer for his sake. And because of God's faithfulness, this work will continue until we see Christ. And then the work shall be filled. So that's the confidence that Paul had. Paul said, I saw y'all. See, the leader, the pastors, the bishop, whatever you want to call them, they see. They saw the good work. And so that's why Paul had confidence to say, I see it. And because of your good work, God will continue what he started. Amen. And so, the reason why he's going to continue is because the witness of the word that is in us or before us guarantee us that we're God going to keep his contract with us and save us to the end. Amen? This guarantee is not an excuse to sin. It is the basis for us to grow up, to love, trust, and obey God. Amen? So as I close, I wanted to leave this with you. The Spirit of God will tell you to live. His truth will speak in your barrenness and cause your womb to open. He will tell you to be healed, encourage you when you're discouraged, speak hope when you are hopeless, and bring life out of death. The comforter, the teacher, the helper, and the guide will come to whosoever call upon his name, and he will make you new and begin a new life in you, make you alive. Amen. So if nothing else that you got out of this word, remember, God started the good work. Man didn't start the good work, but God started this good work. This good work starts years before the foundation of the earth. And the reason why, so if he started before the foundation of the earth, that means he's going to bring it to completion. We can't push it. We can't make it happen. We can want it so bad, but it's until God see that that work is complete about what you do. It's not about what he done. He done already done it all. All he doing is waiting on us now. So can you say God got you on your mind? Can you say with confidence, God know my name? Can you say with confidence, God heal my body? Can you say with confidence that promise, all God's promises was yeah and amen? Can you say with confidence that God kept you, Mildred? Can you say with confidence that God protected you?
Amen.
Can you say with confidence he preserved you? Can you say it, Tina? When I wake up in the morning, I can say, thank you, Lord. You kept me. You preserved me. You healed me and gave me power that's from on high. You did it, God. And this morning when Pastor say he had you on your mind, God, that I could have blew up. Because that reassured me that what I studied on this week, he had me on his mind. Although my blood pressure was 106 over 119, he had me on his mind. He had me. I give him glory. It don't matter. I was a young man at the funeral home the other night. He was talking. The man came to sit on side of me. And I just started ministering to him. Neighbor man. See, we have to start at home. I keep saying it. The Holy Ghost says start at home first before it can go anywhere else. Start in your church before it go anywhere else. This man can't sit on side of me and the word just start coming out. And he's the type of person, he don't talk to nobody in the community. But God has sent somebody at a specific time in their need. That's why we have to be prepared when they come and what we need to say to them. And now every time I see the man, everybody walked in the funeral home. Oh, Miss Barbara, and they call me Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara Ann Show said a word that I've been studying on all week, and it just sent chills through me. When he came for the repairs on yesterday, that's all he was talking about. That's why I don't worry about the faces. I worry about the fruit. Amen. The fruit speaks for you. So when somebody say that they can identify what you're saying, because I'm happy about it, Tina, because God said,
oh. Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age: The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexander. Alexandria 88.1.
If you have Medicare, this important message is for you. Your free information kit from Vantage Health Plan will show you how easy it is to have the freedom to live a healthy life. Call 855-LIKE-VHP to request this free information. With Vantage, you'll have all your original Medicare benefits, plus coverage for your prescription drugs, dental, vision and hearing benefits, transportation to your doctor, and more. You'll get a flexible spending card to use at participating retailers with an allowance for over-the-counter items and eyewear. Dual Plus members also get groceries all in one simple Medicare Advantage plan for as low as $0 per month. Your free information kit is ready to be delivered to you, and there's no obligation for requesting this free information. Just call 855-LIKE-VHP now to get your free information kit from Vantage Health Plan. Vantage Health Plan is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment advantage depends on contract renewal. Not all benefits are available in every plan.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting, or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station. Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.